Poetry and baseball, baseball and poetry. You may have heard the poems and songs, Casey at the Bat, for instance, or Take Me Out to the Ball Game, the songs and poetry that glorify professional sports and suggest that rooting for paid athletes is part of our identity, part of what defines us as Americans or as members of a community. Casey at the Bat became part of an explicit patriotic effort to claim baseball as a U.S. invention, having nothing to do, of course, with a remarkably similar English game that had been played for centuries. Take Me Out to the Ball Game dates from that same era when sports were consciously used to integrate immigrants into American culture and what were projected as American values. But the song became especially popular in the years right after World War II, a lighthearted reminder of what we all supposedly had in common during a time of huge labor unrest, of sending women back from our workplaces to their kitchens and babies, of welcoming black soldiers who had fought for freedom abroad back to their segregated homes. In a moment, we'll hear Old Mole Matt Witt's poem about baseball. Instead of using sports to gloss over class, racial, and gender injustices, to pretend we're somehow above them and all united around some spectator nationalism, Matt's poem reminds us that sports are part and parcel of our issues, our divisions, our struggles. There were big celebrations this spring of the 75th anniversary of Major League racial integration, of allowing African-American Jackie Robinson to play on the same field as white players. Has the underlying racism passed from baseball after those many years? You might have noticed the skirmish that interrupted a Yankees-White Sox game just a couple of weeks ago, when a white player persisted in taunting a black player, repeatedly calling him, "Jackie, Jackie." After Robinson, another black player, Roy Campanella, whom Matt met as a youngster, joined the Los Angeles Dodgers. As Matt writes, Campy was the National League's most valuable player three times, only to have his career cut short by a car accident that confined him to a wheelchair. The end of the ban on black players followed 14 years of protests led by civil rights groups and labor unions that put pressure on the Dodgers and other teams. Jackie Robinson had served as an army officer in World War II and had been court-martialed for refusing to sit at the back of a military bus. Roy Campanella had been invited to a tryout with the Pittsburgh Pirates, but refused to take part when the team made it clear that the tryout was just a PR exercise, and they had no intention of actually hiring any black player. Facts like these are left out of most media accounts and Hollywood movies. The story they tell is that an enlightened Dodgers general manager just happened to come up with the idea of hiring Robinson and Campanella, and that these black players were so naive that they had to be lectured by their white boss about how to handle the hostility they would face. Those are some words of introduction that Matt wrote to his poem. We'll post a photo of 7-year-old Matt Witt with Roy Campanella on the Old Mole website. Here's Matt with his poem, Campy.
How simple the world seemed when I was 7 years old and met Roy Campanella, the greatest catcher of all time. And he asked me about the team I was on and what position I liked to play and told me to keep practicing. And didn't tell me that when he was my age, he couldn't dream about playing in the major leagues, or about the years of protests it took to change that, or how when black men came home from World War II, many could no longer accept playing in separate leagues, or sitting in separate seats, or being called boy, or much worse. How simple the world seemed. But later, much later, when I read the history books that said that Jackie Robinson and Campy got to play because Branch Rickey, the Dodgers' white general manager, had the courage to finally see the light and that he trained them to behave themselves so they wouldn't cause problems for the team. By then, I was old enough to know that there was more to that story.